Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I really thought it was going to be Harmon sifting through card boxes.
I mean, I can do that. I've got a couple sitting here. It's like, there it is. There's another trout.
Now that's an open right there. There we go. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Someday I'll have creative control. Someday.
That's all right. We're getting there. We're getting there. But look, hey, there's lots of things. I'm sure a lot of people who disliked our Jimmy G Steelers conversation last night would love to hear about Zoe Saion's homework or soccer practice.
Seriously?
Such anger and vitriol.
Yeah. Ooh, people are upset. Ooh,
which
upset,
is great. Get mad.
Upset. Ooh.
But we'll get deeper into that once again tonight. As we get towards the divisional round, the NBA action rolling and firing lines and driving, I hear Dan Wojcicki's voice asking Frank Vogel a lot of questions.
Well, yeah, really we're on Frank Vogel watch night. I mean, this is a
really grilling him.
We need that wow, because it's Frank Vogel watch night, like it's storm watch or something. Because if they get blown out tonight by the Pacers, I mean, he's not going to make it to the postgame press conference.
All right, for
before
sure.
Kurt Rambis or somebody else whose, you know, family consults with the Lakers is going to get that job. So we're going to need that for tonight because we're on Frank Vogel watch
night.
There you go. That was a little bit more guitar. This is more of a wow.
Your sounds like a dying guitar.
No, that's no. Are you kidding? That's like a we got something big coming up.
Can we just go find the current affair sounder?
I'll do that.
Yeah, yours is more of a wow. Mine was a wow.
No, no way.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Harmon,
100%.
I dig it. We could do this all night. I'd like you guys to practice, before we get our special visitor on and before, you know, we do that rejoin, perhaps, you know, we'll have a contest. And then we could put it out and we could take calls unless we don't.
Yeah, we got Eric Dickerson coming your way in about 20 minutes. Last time we had Eric Dickerson on the show, he told us that Jeff Fisher got him banned from the sidelines. A couple of days later, Jeff Fisher was fired. Our show put the Rams in the Super Bowl a year later, hiring of Sean McVay. This show changed the fortunes of an NFL team. Top that, all you other hot takers who think, I'm going to say something about a quarterback and they're going to draft him in the top five because I said so. Yeah, no, we are actually doing things and influencing the history of the National Football League. All right, so just that has been our job. That is what we've done. I don't know what ED is going to do tonight. I have no idea, man, but I can't wait to hear it coming up in about 20 minutes.
Oh, it's straight spit and fire, and he's got a new book out. I can't wait to hear all about it. I ordered a copy today, so I can't wait to get that in my hands. All our guys writing books. I got to write one, too. Glazer's got his book coming out next Tuesday. He was hanging out with The Rock, drinking at 9:45 this morning. Fantastic. I thought about joining them on that call. And now Eric Dickerson with his book out as well and getting some publicity from some of the stories being told there. The truth. After all these years, can't wait.
My life getting Jeff Fisher fired. Wow.
If that was the subtitle, that would be really interesting.
Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Lincoln Heights, yo, that was brilliant. Now, while we have that coming up, look, it's a big night in the National Football League, but by the way, how about this report, Bruce Feldman, having this about an hour or two ago, that Michigan sources think Jim Harbaugh would take the Raiders job if it was offered to him. Jim Harbaugh would take the Raiders job leaving Michigan for the NFL if it was offered to him. Now, clearly, this has been a story since the season ended. I'm sure Jim Harbaugh's standpoint was, okay, look, I've done all I can do at Michigan. I got to the playoff. Got to leave while I'm hot, right? Got to leave them laughing. And also, this would be the time to do it if you don't think you can navigate the next few months, years in college football. But before we get to that, this just shows you how fast things change in the NFL when you can say, should Jim Harbaugh go to the Raiders? And you would say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because the definition of what a good job is has changed immensely just in the last couple of years, right? You say, the Raiders aren't going to win. Yeah, the Raiders. You know why? Because he can walk in there and have almost total control and do whatever he wants to do for years because Mark Davis is going to let him do whatever the hell he wants to. And suddenly, that is more appealing to coaches than anything else when they coach a football team. Do you want to go to Jacksonville where you're going to get micromanaged by Shad Khan the entire time? You have Trevor Lawrence. He's a generational talent. Yeah, but, oh, I don't know, man. The owner's really involved. The GM is really all over. I don't know if I want to go there. Hey, Miami's a great job. Ooh, I don't know, man. Stephen Ross really wants to tell you who the quarterback's going to be, and the last coach is at odds with the upper management. I don't know about that, man. Things have changed in the NFL because coaches don't want that anymore. Now that money ball has come to the NFL, which not about winning with no cash, but the fact that the front office now wants to and has more influence on the everyday goings on of an NFL team. Coaches don't want that. They want to be able to do their thing. You give me a team. Maybe I don't need to be the GM. That's fine. But I need to be able to do my thing. And it's becoming more and more apparent that less coaches will get to do that. The Raiders, this is the place where you go with it. Hey, John Gruden, if his emails didn't get out, he could have stayed there for 15 years. And it wouldn't have mattered. The Raiders could have won 3 games a year. Doesn't matter. Didn't matter. That's what's appealing about a job in the NFL. And that's why the Raiders are so appealing. I get it there. The Raiders is a great job because you don't have to worry about answering to anybody. You can come in and run everything yourself. The owner doesn't even know what's happening half the time. What's our record? I don't even know. That is so appealing now. So, yeah, the Raiders being a destination in the NFL, that's why it is. I get it.
I will to take a line from the great Lee Corso. Not so fast, my friend. You know, we talked about it last week, right? He's still adding to his staff. He's still recruiting, right? Mike Elston comes over from Notre Dame to be the D-line coach. The shuffling there, the money that he lost, you know, in the much publicized, look, he took the pay cut. No, they'll get that back. And then some. Hell, he cared about money so much he gave his $2 million in bonuses away. Right, we saw that story and how he took care of folks that had been affected during the pandemic and during all of these situations. And control? You think Mark Davis is going to do that again? No chance.
Sure he is.
No.
Sure he is.
No.
Jim Harbaugh, sure he is. Why wouldn't he? He's going to suddenly go against everything he's done and suddenly he's going to get involved now? Now he's going to get involved? No, he's not. He wants a guy to come in. I just don't want to deal with it. Can you come in and do this? Great. This is the last time I'm going to talk to you probably until the end of the year. All right, good. Just text me if you need something.
I'm not saying he's suddenly going to be running things, you know, as with a tight ship like you have up the, you know, across the bay. Going back to the time I still have them in Oakland in my mind. They're always swimming to Oakland. But the way the 49ers run things, the way the Ravens or Steelers or Patriots, you know, we've done this before. I'm not saying he's suddenly figuring that out. But watching what this last couple seasons began, and I said it on air, I said it on social media at Swollen Dome. Hey, look, Mayock got screwed. Because who was really in charge? Gruden. And what did he do? He forced his hand on a bunch of draft picks and decisions, and that's where you got yourself in trouble, right? And they were able to overcome. Once Gruden was gone, what happened? Everybody tightened up, and Bisaccia and Mayock, and they cleaned up. There was no more tolerance for bad behavior.
But Gruden wasn't in trouble. Gruden wasn't in trouble unless those emails got it. Right. He wasn't in trouble.
But that's the thing. You know what, though? You can see. But then you could see the light, right? Then you could see the light. The other part of this, let's not be coy about it, is this helps to obscure the fact that there's a big fight over dismissing the allegations of Gruden of wrongful termination and the lawsuit against the National Football League. That news also came out today, right about the time Bruce Feldman's article came out. So, you know, the two two are running in parallel. And look, you know, we joked about it when it came up a couple of weeks ago. It's like, oh, there it is. There's the Jim Harbaugh rumor. And you telling me about control? Look, ever since Mel Tucker in the conference got the funny money he did, and good for him, maybe Jim Harbaugh has proven far more, right? And so you're looking at dollars and cents. Are you getting any better than Jim Harbaugh if you're Michigan? Everybody should be going in under their mattresses and lining up, because 9 to 10 wins a year, realize who you are. I get it, unrealistic expectations. But if Jim Harbaugh were to go back to the NFL, he would have to deal with one of those pesky GMs, even if he's just a guy that fits the suit. I don't think Mark Davis wants to go down that road again.
He would have allowed everything to go on as is. If the emails didn't get out and the pressure was overwhelming to say, hey, look, you know, this wasn't, this
but,
was
but
something
that
probably shouldn't have gotten out.
Can he not learn from that, though?
Does it matter?
Forget about Gruden getting bounced because of the emails. But look at what happened the second half of the season. Even if he wouldn't have fired him, I got to imagine the last 2 months and the way this team played, once he was gone and out of the building, has to open your eyes to a degree. I got to think you got at least one guy with a working brain cell hanging out in your suite that says, you know what, this worked better. Bisaccia may not be your guy. You may want to hit a home run, but giving someone that kind of control again is very dangerous.
Why wouldn't you do it to Jim? Look at Jim Harbaugh's history in the National Football League. He came in right away and got the Niners to be one of
the
top
three teams
in the league.
Right, but there was a GM that he fought with forever.
And he got to the Super Bowl.
Right, he can coach.
And then he got to the championship game. And then he left. And then what happened? It took the Niners a long time to get back to where they are.
Sure. But it was also a function of you then had a void in the front office because you realized Balke didn't know what the hell he was doing either. And all they did was fight. Look at what he's doing in Jacksonville.
Right.
They're going to have a clown out to get him fired while they're at it. Too. But why would you go back to vet yourself with that?
Why? Well, you got to trust somebody. What if you trust the guy to come in a general manager who winds up embarrassing you? I mean, you're just going to trust the guy? You come in, don't embarrass us, because I'm worried about the head coach. Jim Harbaugh's the guy. Okay, I'm not really worried about him. I mean, you gotta hire somebody, right? You gotta trust somebody, and Harbaugh's the big name, and he'll come in, and he would be someone who would be above the marquee of as when it comes to the general manager, just like Gruden did with Mayock,
and that worked really well for them.
It doesn't matter because that's how the Raiders do things. That's why the job is so good, because that's how the Raiders do things. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it that this is the way you should follow, but this is how the Raiders do it. So why wouldn't you do that? If there's a store that I can go in and I could get chocolate cake for $20, and then there's a store I could go and I can get chocolate cake for 99 cents, boy, that store is going to go out of business, but I don't care. I'm going to that one for 99 cents because they're doing it how I want to see it. This is how the job opportunities are in the NFL. This is a great job because Harbaugh could go in and do whatever he wanted to. Right, like I said, doesn't mean it's right, but it means this is what I want. I don't want to have to worry about fighting with Trent Baalke again. I'm not going to fight with my GM. I'm going to say this is what I want to do. The GM is going to say this. I'm going to say, yeah, my name is Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh. So we're going to do it that way. Okay, great. And that's how it's going to go. And when it comes down to it, who is Mark Davis's? Whose back is he going to have? Is he going to have Jim Harbaugh's back or his GM? He's going to have Jim Harbaugh's back. Right? I mean, that's why it makes it so appealing. I mean, I feel like I want to apply for the job right now. Maybe you and I can go in and we can both be co-coaches. I can coach 1 week, you can coach another week, and we'll just, you know, send each other the game plan every week, and then we'll flip-flop and we'll each coach 8-9 games.
Do I get any say in the halftime entertainment to try to really keep the crowd involved?
Yes, 100%. Yes, you get
because whoever's opening a residency in Vegas, I mean, we have to have that expenditure. It could cost us a lot to make that happen. But, yeah, I'm still very dubious that this is nothing other than a, hey, let's fire this up. I'd still hire Dan Quinn faster than I would otherwise. Although he wouldn't be beaten up on the NFC East anymore. So maybe we should pump the brakes on all of that.
Dan Quinn's going to get a job somewhere. Don't you worry.
I just thought I'd throw that my hand up on that one, too, when we praise him about how much of a genius he was. And no question, they went and they were terrible and they got good in spots. But they still, you know, they still gave up a lot when it wasn't and lost when it wasn't the NFC East. But that's a story for another time. Right now, it's me still saying Jim Harbaugh is king of Michigan right now, and the funny money in the NCAA is enough to keep him there.
AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If you're having trouble starting your car, AutoZone will test your battery for free and help you find the issue so you don't spend money on parts you don't need. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply, so get in the zone. AutoZone. We'll have more on Harbaugh from the college perspective coming up in a bit, because the funny money, I don't know, it's going to be that Michigan does things a little bit different. But coming up next, Eric Dickerson stops by, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Last time we got a coach fired. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I know it's going to be something. Keep it right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Wow, 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 wow.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mike, check. Mike, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, we're going to get Eric Dickerson up for you in a couple of minutes. His new book coming out tomorrow, called Watch My Smoke. Already some excerpts are hitting the internet. He finally tells a story about the gold Trans Am he got when he was in high school that he said, hey, no, my grandmother paid for it and gave it to me. Not quite the story, but can't wait to get Eric on and tell us everything about his new book. Look, the last time he was on with us, he told us that Jeff Fisher banned him from the sidelines, wouldn't him getting tickets to Disneyland. 2 days later, Jeff Fisher was fired. Our show got something done in the NFL that changed the course of the league. The Rams hired Sean McVay. They're in the Super Bowl. In fact, I don't think the Rams would have Matthew Stafford if not for that interview with Eric Dickerson. So, you know, Rams fans, if they win the Super Bowl this year, Harmon and I get rings. We get rings if they, because the Rams are not where they are right now without that interview.
Well, as I just tweeted out, I mean, we changed the fortunes of one franchise forever. I mean, it's like a movie trailer with that interview. I mean, we sent numbers spiraling because, let's face it, you highlighted the, you know, some of the requests and things you have as a, you know, sideline passes and all those little perks as a franchise legend. But he also, you know, lit the franchise aflame for a lot of the decisions.
Sure.
And a lot of it was Jeff Fisher's control and decision making, and certainly where they were at as a squad, floundering, as it were. You had some talent assembled, but certainly not pushing forward as you took over or tried to take over this big marketplace. And now you've got the team that pushes forward with Sean McVay and all of this. And yes, it part of it was attributed. I still have the original audio because a couple of times, I mean, because he was heated. There was no question about it. So I've got the unedited audio that we can play over cocktails Super Bowl week. But, I mean, really just thrilling stuff. I can't wait to get the book. I ordered it. It's come out. It's now available. Starting to do some signings and stuff. So availability there. But one of the game's all-time greats. And really, with the Rams having the season they are, I'm sure he's got some thoughts of where they head next.
So we'll have more from Eric Dickerson. We'll get him up as soon as he is ready. Again, can't wait, because I don't know. Right now, there's a lot of NFL head. Well, maybe not Sean McVay, but there's 31 NFL head coaches who are going, oh, man, you might get me fired tonight. I got to watch. I got to find out what this interview is going to happen. I don't want to get fired.
You got seven that are open, and I would argue maybe three that should be, right? Because technically, yeah. Versace is still employed. Mike McCarthy has thus far avoided the, you know, the sort of Damocles, as it were. But maybe behind the scenes, they're trying to figure out, how do we keep Dan Quinn? Do we want Dan Quinn? What do we think about Kellen Moore? Because he's doing interviews too. All of those kind of things as you flow. And, you know, when you have – and Cliff Kingsbury, we talked about him as well. Do you look at what his history is in second halves of seasons, going back to his days as a collegiate coach, and wonder if he's the guy that, all right, A to B, and now you're consistent, but you consistently bow out early and fade down the stretch. So, I don't know. Maybe ED's got and I call him that with the great affection. Eric Dickerson joining us here in a minute, that maybe he's got some thoughts of those jobs and he can affect change, because we could push those out to all our local affiliates, you know.
Sure.
Here's what he said about your coach.
Is he going to fire your guy? You got to listen, because your guy could be fired.
That's a good tease. Right, for now, social media, that'll be good.
Bears fans,
your coach next.
Yes, we got to get rid of Nagy. We fired him. Right. Sorry. It's defense mechanism. I just think we still have him. Now, look,
you
mentioned Harbaugh there, and you know, you mentioned at the end when we had our conversation minutes ago that you think the funny money in college football will be enough to keep him there. And in a general sense, I would say yes, but here's why I disagree with you. Last year, to stay at Michigan, he had to take less money.
No, sure.
And I'm sure part of this, I will go to the NFL, is, well, listen, I'd love to be able to stay if they will commit to me long term. Michigan is not a kind of school that's going to say, we're going to open up and back up the Brinks trucks and give you whatever money you want. I find it hard to believe, knowing Michigan and how they've run things over the past 25 years, the way the regents are involved and the way the sports aspect of the school is run, they're not going to give him $150 million. They're going to give him $110 million to stay. That's going to be a big thing, because he's going to expect that. Okay, well, I won the Big Ten, finally. We got to the playoff, finally. Mel Tucker, who I've done more now in him in 2 years, where's my money? Yeah, Jim, we don't see it that way. Hey, NFL, I'm coming to you. I don't see Michigan doing that. That's the big part about it.
Well, but to the point that I added in, that I don't know that money is the thing that would lure him, right? Because he's given money away, right? $2 million in bonuses that he said, I don't even need it. So, you know, even if someone is backing up the Brinks truck to the NFL, we know how short-lived most of those jobs are. And maybe I have more faith that Mark Davis can actually be capable of learning something than you do, but I don't think he's handing out another 10-year, $100 million deal. I just don't.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Joining us now on the hotline, as we said, the last time he joined us, the fortune of the Rams changed forever. Jeff Fisher was fired.
You're fired.
The Rams go to the Super Bowl. Now they got Matthew Stafford. They're rolling again. He is on with us now. Wrote his new book, Watch My Smoke. Eric Dickerson, Pro Football Hall of Famer. What's happening? How are you?
Good. How you guys doing, man?
Eric, congrats on the new book.
I'm excited about it. You know, I'm excited about it. I'm in Dallas right now promoting it. I did a thing last night also in L.A. And I'm in Dallas right now, and from here I'm heading over to the game to watch my Rams play.
All right, well, listen, so what are you going to give us this time? Because last time it was the Jeff Fisher thing, and he got fired, and everything worked out great. So you got to top that this time around.
Well, hey, man, you know, that wasn't my plan. I told you that before. I wasn't trying to get anybody fired. You know, EK came after me, and that was that. But, you know, like the book is what the book is. I mean, it's my life. It's a lot in the book, things that I can remember that happened, just how it happened. You know, there's no, I didn't make up anything. You know, no fictitious stories. You know, it's just, you know, I don't know if you read the book, if you've seen the book, if we're starting to quote from the book. But, you know, people ask me about the infamous Trans Am story. I talked about the Trans Am also.
Well, I've got mine on the way. In theory, it's supposed to hit my desk tomorrow, Eric. So I'm excited to read it. You've always been very forthright with us, appearances, and when I used to run into you Super Bowl weeks, and I hope to do so in a couple of weeks. But you look at this team now as we get ready for this next playoff run. Cam Akers coming back. Would you ever think you'd have a guy running hard like that 5.5 months after the injury he sustained?
No, I didn't. I got to say, I mean, it's a shock that he's back so fast. I'm very happy he's back. I think when you saw the game on Monday night, you saw the difference with Cam Akers in the backfield and then all the other backs. I mean, I like Sony Michel. I think he's done a great job. Darrell Henderson did a great job when he was healthy, but Cam Akers does. He's a lot faster. Things happen a lot quicker. He finds the holes a lot quicker. Matter of fact, Rodney Peet, we were doing our show Tuesday, and he said, "Do you know it's the speed that he hits the hole?" I said, "I noticed it right away." And that's a big factor, I believe. You know, running the football is a big factor in the National Football League. If guys can say, look, you don't have to have a running back and all that crap, but when you can run the ball, it changes the dynamics of the football game dramatically.
Hey, Eric, take us back to your book for a second, because you talk about the infamous Trans Am. It's the question you get all the time, the Trans Am you got out of high school that you said your grandmother paid for, but now you tell that great story in the book how it really kind of came from Texas A&M when they were recruiting you. What my favorite part of the story is that you still kept the car even though you didn't go there. How did that go when you said, hey, I'm not going, but I'm keeping the car? That's the story I want to hear from you.
You know that story has never changed. My grandmother did buy the car. See, people have it confused. They think the lady that raised me, my mom, was my grandmother. That was my great-great aunt. That's who adopted me and raised me. My grandmother and my grandfather lived in Houston, and they could afford the car. My grandfather was a crane operator. They got a new car every couple of years, and they always got a new Cadillac. And back then, a Cadillac was like the black man's Mercedes-Benz. So when the whole deal went down, they paid for the car, you know. And I didn't know this till pretty much – I was in the pros, and I finally found out. I asked my mom, I said, Mama, tell me what happened to that car. Because I used to ask her, she said, you don't need to know that. You don't need to know that. So I asked her, she said, well, she said, your grandmother and them, they paid for the car. You know, and they got the money back from Texas A&M. They got the money. They got their money back. Now, did A&M ever get the money back from SMU? I don't know. I mean, I was here. So all I know is it was the truth. My grandmother did actually pay for the car. I didn't say that she didn't. I know she got the money back, so she really did pay for the car because the NCAA investigated me heavily on that, but they couldn't prove any different. Because you know what? They gave her cash back. Mm.
There's some guy walking around right now, Texas, going, I'm still out all that money. I never got it.
But it's a story you can trade on forever.
It was only $14,000. Hey, man, you know, golly. And my cousin went to A&M, so I repaid that debt back to him.
There you go. Well, first off, I mean, and continuing, I mean, congratulations now to the College Football Hall of Fame. Long overdue. So congratulations on that honor. I know Steve Hartman was all excited a couple weeks ago to go be part of that and just beaming with pride for his relationship with you. I know, Eric, through all these years. What was the hardest part of writing the book and going through the stories? Because I know, you know, much going back to contract fights during your playing career and relationship with the media. Is that hard to go back and delve through?
Well, I'm going to tell you, a lot of it was hard because it brings back the old memories, and a lot of those memories weren't good. I mean, and they really weren't. And I think the thing that really hurt the most was that what they said about me was fine, because I didn't read the papers. I mean, and Ron Meyer taught us that in college. He said, look, son, don't read the papers, because if you read the paper clips, you start believing that stuff, and then the next week they hate you. But my mother would read it, and she would tell me, Eric, I hate what they say about you. She said, I know this is not true. I know what kind of son I raised. I know what kind of son you are. And that would hurt the most. I mean, it was so much stuff that was made up. You know, made me out to be this bad, greedy guy. You know, they called me an ingrate, a malcontent. I mean, and I'm gonna tell you honestly, guys, these are words, and I didn't even know what these. I didn't know what those words even meant, because it wasn't me. I mean, right. And I'll tell you one story right quick that when I knew it was gonna break down badly with the Rams. I went to visit John Shaw. I went to set a meeting up with general manager John Shaw's general manager. It took me a month to get this meeting with him. Now, can you imagine one of the star players, say for the Lakers or Patrick Mahomes, anyone having it took a month to set up a meeting with general manager. It would take 5 minutes right now. So it took me a month to set up a meeting with him. I go to a meeting, we meet him, and then we talk, and I said, John, I said, man, my contract, I've outplayed this, it's a bad contract. And he said, Eric, he said, you have a contract, but I've outplayed it. And he said, I want to get paid fairly like a quarterback. And he said, well, Eric, you got to prove yourself. Now think about it, I'd already rushed for 2,000 yards before. This is my fourth year. I just rushed the 1,821 yards. I said, well, John, I led the league in rushing last year. He said, no, you didn't. I said, yes, I did. No, you didn't. I said, yes, I did. I said, 1,821, 14 touchdowns. He said, Walter Payton. I said, no, he didn't. I did. So he says, let me get the book and look at it.
Oh, my God.
He said, oh, you did. Oh, you did. And I was so pissed. I'm like, come on, man. Then I said, tell you what. Now, think about it. I said, I'm willing to play for my contract. I said, now, not 1,000 yards. I said, if I have over 1,500 yards, I said, 1,500, you pay me with Marino and Elway gets $1.5 million. I'm making $275 at that time. $275. They're making $1 million. I said, pay me like them, and we can have a deal. He said, if I have 1,500 yards or more, you pay back the quarterback. He said, no, we're not going to do that. So at that point, yeah, I just knew it was a deal that just wasn't going to happen. And it just went south at that point. You know, and I never wanted to meet the Rams. I always wanted to be a Ram forever, but it didn't work out like that.
Oh, that is some kind of story. The book is Watch My Smoke, the Eric Dickerson story, available now. You can get it on Amazon, wherever books are sold. It's there. And, oh, Eric, before we let you go, are we in the book for the Jeff Fisher stuff? Like, are we in it?
Y'all might be in the book. I think the Jeff Fisher stuff is, I don't know, man. I think they got a quick clip about the Jeff Fisher stuff. You know,
all right.
I should blame you guys. You guys might be the cause of it, because Jeff Fisher getting fired. Not me. You guys thought.
Yeah, but now the Rams went to the Super Bowl and they're in the playoffs again. Things worked out okay.
Yeah, things work, and I work for the team, so things work out fine. Just like
See,
I told
that's
him.
Just
I said,
it. Well,
I'll always be a Ram. I told him that's I'll good. Always be a Los Angeles Ram.
So here's the thing. I just want to add, when you guys get to the Super Bowl and win this year, Harmon and I get rings. Okay, we got to get rings, just so you know.
Hey, is that what you want? You want rings?
Yeah, I want rings, yeah.
I tell you, if we do that, we'll give you certificates. How about that?
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Hang on, a certificate
like,
and a ring.
Hey,
okay, certificate,
hey man, you're getting a certificate signed by a double Hall of Famer. Okay?
Yeah, and a ring. Certificate and a ring.
We'll get you a plaque. That's probably going to give me a plaque. I want to get a plaque.
Certificate, a plaque, and a ring. Okay, great. I like all three of those.
See, part ownership, just like Aaron Rodgers of the Bears. Eric, that's what we're looking for.
You got it.
Stories like that all through Watch My Smoke, the Eric Dickerson story, again, available now, Amazon, wherever you buy books. Eric, congratulations. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Thanks a bunch.
Okay. I thank you very much.
See you in a couple weeks, Eric.
How about Eric? The GM, you didn't lead the league in rushing. Let me go get the book. And look.
You did. The fact that you had to go get a book.
What a
the
clown fact that show that must you, have been that meeting. Oh, my God.
Could you – the dramatic reenaction of that is him doing a Road Warrior shoulder smash to the GM.
Wow.
Or at least, you know, the fictionalized, right? What's going through his head in that moment.
Ooh.
Good Lord.
Wow. Great stuff with Eric Dickerson, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got more NFL on the way next. This is Fox.
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Thanks to Eric Dickerson for stopping by with us a few minutes ago. His new book, Watch My Smoke, is out now. Stories are crazy. Hopefully we're in it. We found out we'll get a certificate and a plaque and hopefully a ring if the Rams win the Super Bowl. So that was nice.
Well, but if that really happens, I'm holding them to that, you know.
I mean, he said plaque and a certificate, and I kept saying ring. Like, I'm putting it out there in the universe that it's happening. Because, you know,
we're going to put a big picture of him with the goggles that he's so famous for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because remember, for a while, I mean, we actually had designs on Free the Goggles, and they realized, well, we really shouldn't have this guy mad at us, which is why he's now working with the team again. Go figure.
But the other part of this that I really can't imagine, because and you have to just sit back and go, where am I? What world is this? When he went in to talk to the Rams about a new deal because he overperformed his old contract. He'd already run for 2,000 yards. He's coming off leading the league in rushing. He goes into John Shaw's office, the GM, and he goes, I think I deserve more money because I led the league in rushing last year. And John Shaw said, no, you didn't. And they got an argument. They said, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. I ran for 1,874 yards. No, Walter Payton led the league. No, I did. And then he said, let me go in a book and look at it. And he got up and he went and looked at a book to see who led the league in rushing. If I'm Eric Dickerson, I'm in this meeting going, what the hell? Are we living in crazy town right now? What the hell, man? I got to get out of here. I got the GM not believing when I said I led the league in rushing, even though it's easily looked up. And he actually goes and looks it up. Can you imagine a meeting like that right now? That GM, if that happened, would be fired. And it wouldn't even get close. You really did that? That's one of those stories that would come out that a beat reporter would have and say, this happened regarding this head coach or this general manager. And a day after that, it would be, well, that guy's got to go. That's how he's conducting a meeting with their star player. We're not going to give you money because Walter Payton led the league in rushing. And oh, by the way, I don't believe you, so I'm going to look it up. Wow, that was the NFL in the 90s, man.
I mean, that's even worse than Charles Comiskey to Eddie Seacott. 29 is not 30, Eddie.
Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You will get only the money you deserve, Eddie. Is that all? That's it, Mr. Comiskey. I'm going to go fix the World Series now. Okay, great. Coming up next, a debate we started on the show last night continues to rage about a playoff quarterback and what his new team's going to be in 2022. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Wow, 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 wow.